The Public Press. James White was known quite well across the land, not only as one of the founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, a church that had grown to 17,000 in his lifetime, but also as an astute businessman managing large publishing interests and closely connected with the educational and medical interests in Battle Creek. He was highly esteemed by the Honorable George Willard, one-time congressman from the state of Michigan and publisher of the Battle Creek Daily Journal. In his editorial on page 1 of the August 8th issue, Willard eulogized. He was a man of the patriarchal pattern, and his character was cast in the heroic mold. If the logical clearness to formulate a creed, if the power to infect others with one's own zeal, and impress them with one's own convictions, if the executive ability to establish a sect and to give it form and stability, if the genius to shape and direct the destiny of great communities, be a mark of true greatness, Elder White is certainly entitled to the appellation, for he possessed not one of these qualities only, but all of them in a marked degree. The essential feature of his life's work was constructive. He had the rare power of social organization and laid the foundation and marked the design for the erection of a social and religious structure for others to develop and further complete. As with all true founders of communities, his life is not a broken shaft, but an enduring column, whereon others are to build. Willard gave 59 inches to James White in the August 8th issue of the Battle Creek Daily Journal, reporting his death and presenting a life sketch. The August 15th issue carried the report of the funeral, Uriah Smith's sermon, and Ellen White's statement, in all some 80 column inches. He also republished the full account of the week before, giving this explanation. The very great demand for copies of the journal containing the account of the life and death of Elder White has induced us to reproduce the articles of last week on the second page of today's issue, while the report of the funeral services and the addresses of Elder Smith and Mrs. White will be found on the last page. We surrender a large portion of our space today to this subject, which is one of general interest. The public press across the land also gave him favorable notice.